we kind of know, we've seen the working relationship or lack thereof between the current governor and current lieutenant governor. How would you work with our next governor, whether it's Chris Koster or Eric Greitens, but especially if it's Koster, it's someone from a different party?
Well, you know, I think what you'll do there is, regardless who the next candidate is for governor, whoever wins that, I'm going to figure out a way to work with him, because I think that's important that we figure out what it is that we disagree on. And once we know that, I think the boundaries are set to a certain degree. But what is it you can move forward on? And you can talk about, say, now we're at the state fair, you talk about agriculture. Agriculture is not a Republican or Democrat issue. Agriculture is the number one industry in the state of Missouri. So hopefully myself and the governor will be working in ways to improve agriculture, our number one industry. And you can go, whether it's a skilled workforce, whether it's infrastructure. Those things shouldn't be divided by the party affiliates. They should simply be, how do you work and how do you work together to get things done? And I think the people of Missouri are looking for that. And I think that's going to be crucial in these elections coming up in November. I think people are going to take a look at you and says, hey, are you really going to do what you say you're going to do? And are you going to get along on the issues that you can get along on? And can you get things accomplished? And I think that's what people are going to be looking at in candidates.
Tell me why you're running for lieutenant governor, and did it have anything to do with the climate of politics in light of what happened last year with the tragic death of Tom Schweiger?
Well, you know, it had an impact. I will say that did have an impact on me getting in a statewide race. But I do think the tone of politics need to change. I think we have went way out of the way out of bounds to try to describe one another in a political arena anymore. And there's a huge difference between showing contrast between one another and just trying to destroy people to win election. And unfortunately, people anymore will say whatever it takes to get elected, and simply because a lot of it's driven by money. But, you know, I think it's important that you can win an election by being who you are without having to destroy your opponent and making up false accusations. And, you know, I went through that in this primary election, and we felt like we kept our heads up. We ran a good campaign, and we wanted to talk about who Mike Parson was and why he was qualified to be the lieutenant governor, and what your accomplishments were, and that's what we wanted to be judged on. And I think that message went through to the people of Missouri. And, you know, you win 99 out of 114 counties, people were listening to that message.
You've got a fairly well-known opponent in the Democratic nominee, Russ Carnahan. At this point, would, if necessary, would you use a negative ad in your race for lieutenant governor, or if he uses a negative ad against you, would you retaliate in kind?
It won't make any difference what he does. That will not change our game plan whatsoever. I will show a contrast, a sharp contrast, between me and Russ Carnahan, and I think there's going to be a record to prove that. So everything that you're going to see come out of our campaign will be factual basis of what his record is and what he's done and what he hasn't done. And I think those are the things that you should be talking about, showing the difference between you and your opponents. But if you think, I'm not going to go after him, his family, on personal attacks, on things that are not true. Everything that we will come after him with, and we will show that contrast, will be on a factual basis.
If elected lieutenant governor, and if Eric Greitens is elected governor, he actually said earlier that that he would hope that you get elected so that he could possibly, you know, come to you for advice on how to handle agricultural issues, because he admitted earlier that he doesn't have a whole lot of experience in agriculture, but would gather a team of people around him to make sure that he's well informed. What type of advice would you offer to Eric Greitens in that arena?
Well, you know, one thing you just said, or what he said, I think when you know your weaknesses and you address your weaknesses, you get people around you that do know and that can help you in those arenas. And I think Eric Greitens will have that ability to put a team together. I think he has that experience, somewhat through the military experience, but I think he can put a team together and be very successful. And I can tell you from the lieutenant governor's point of view, I'm going to do everything I can to promote the number one industry in this state. So whoever, again, the next governor is, and if it's Eric Greitens, then I'm going to be in there giving him all the support I can and teaching him as much as I can teach him about agriculture.
When I interviewed Russ Carnahan earlier, he talked about specifically one of the areas of that the lieutenant governor advocates for, and that was tourism. I brought up the tour of Missouri, at how Kinder championed that while it was still alive. Is there any particular area of tourism you think needs to be championed or needs to have more of a focus on?
Oh, definitely. I think there's several avenues in the state. Right here in Sedalia, Missouri, the state fairgrounds can be a great resource for tourism in the state. I think agritourism will be big. Branson, St. Louis, Kansas City. And what I look forward to doing is coming up with new programs and how do we promote tourism? How do we promote businesses that support tourism? And I think we can really do a great deal of good by having a plan to work with those. And I think bringing in new businesses that bring in tourism, like I said, the second largest interstate, bringing in new events throughout the state, I think the Lieutenant Governor can be much more aggressive on that than what we have been. And I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for Missouri. I know, for example, here, when you have this kind of facilities, they had a huge BMW rally here several years ago. Well, I think those are the kind of things that you got to go market and target out there. What brings somebody here to Missouri? And what else can we allow them to do in the tourism business? Well, how we promote our state? And I just think there's huge opportunities there. So I'm excited about the tourism. You know, I think the other thing for me, as a United States Army veteran, one of the things the Lieutenant Governor does is you know, you advocate for veterans. And we've seen across this country over the last several years, the problems we have with Veterans Hospital, Veterans Administration. And the sad truth is there's 2,200 veterans out here with no place to go. Yet we have bed spaces and nursing home, assisted living facilities. There's no reason we can't find places for these men that have served their country and take care of them with dignity the way we should. And the only reason we don't is because of the bureaucracy of the federal and state government. And those are the kind of things that I want to work on, I want to improve, and make sure those gentlemen out there and those women out there that serve this country have the due process that they should have.
You also have a voice and a seat on the Development Finance Board, the Housing Development Commission, I believe, some others. What do you hope to bring to those roles?
Well, you know, I think in the Housing Commission you do, especially in rural Missouri, rural or urban, it doesn't matter, either one. There is a need for housing in this state. Because frankly, for some of us that started with pretty humble beginnings, and I would say I don't think there'll be very many candidates out there starting more humble than the way I did, but housing's a big deal to people. And I mean, there's people that get into housing sometimes, it's the best housing they've ever had in their lives. So I will do whatever I can to promote that as long as it's within reason and there's a need for it, and really put the consumer, I want to say, the one with the priority, not necessarily the developer, but the people that's needing the facilities. And do we have a need for it? And is it working? Cost effective? But you can see signs all over this state where we did projects that are very successful projects, whether it be in St. Louis, Kansas City, Sedalia, Bolivar, Springfield, you see that. So, you know, I'm going to support that, but I'm going to look at every case and I'm going to judge it on its own merits.
Anything else you want to throw in that we didn't cover?
You know, the one thing, traveling across the state for the last 15 months, the one thing, if I've learned anything from that trip, is I truly think that people out there want to trust somebody. They want to trust a candidate that they feel, one, will tell the truth, and two, will attempt to do what he says he's going to do. And I think as I look in people's eyes across this state and they look back, they're trying to search for that. They're trying to find somebody that will stand up for them and put their priorities above all else. And I think that's one of the most important lessons I've learned in the last 15 months, is people do care, but they need somebody that is looking out for them.
All right, that's all I need.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.